did you see, and hear, feel, if anything, and how did you respond? What were you trained to do that?
Well, despite the size of the Pentagon building, many in the building felt a thud and heard kind of a muffled explosion. And it was at that point, the Defense Protective Service, the fire department, others took off in, for action to the impact point in the building. The building was very quickly evacuated. People were sent as far away from the building as possible. Many people were sent home, and again with a request, please call your loved ones right away to let them know you're okay. People were again sent as far away from the building as possible. We didn't know what might happen next, and the fire was burning very fiercely at that point in time. Go ahead. No, I sensed no panic. People were moving very quickly for the exits to the building, but it was all very controlled.
Did you
ever have
investigations? The FBI handling this, or are there any military agencies?
I'm sorry, say that again.
The FBI handling this exclusively, or is there any military organizations that are helping with the investigation?
Well, I'm sure the FBI would probably have the lead on this as any domestic sort of circumstance. We will assist wherever possible, but right now our focus is on controlling the fires in the building, taking a head count of the injured, making sure families are notified. That's our priority right now.
Do you expect the casualties to be in the hundreds or thousands based on what you know about that part of the Pentagon?
A very good question. I don't have any sense of scale at all. We know there are casualties. I can't give you a good number. And we're going to work to try to get that as quickly as I can, but we don't have it yet.
What do you know about the airplane? Was it an airliner? Was it hijacked? Do we know what airline? Do we know whether it was loaded with passengers?
No. Now, the question was, do I have any information on the plane that flew into the Pentagon? And the answer is no.
What
about deployment of assets
after what happened in New York? I mean, were you on some form of alert at that point in time? Were there concerns?
Well, I don't think there was any question in anybody's mind after the second airplane hit the second World Trade Center tower. That this was not an accident. And at that point, we started gathering together a crisis action team, which is a very standard thing for the Defense Department to do. When you're unsure of the facts that you have arrayed before you, you try to put together people with insight into a variety of areas to get information, and then shortly after that, the aircraft hit the building.
There was nothing that could be done.
At one point, evacuated from the building, and then did you return? What happened?
Secretary Rumsfeld. Secretary Rumsfeld was in his office at the time the plane hit the Pentagon, and proceeded down towards the impact point in the building. He actually went outside the building and was helpful in getting several people that were injured onto stretchers. And before he came back into the building, he was out there maybe 15 minutes or so helping injured, and then came back into the building and was in the National Military Command Center and has been there ever since. No, he was not evacuated. He went out. Yeah.
Now they're in an undamaged part of the building in this command center.
The National Military Command Center is very smoky right now, but it is not damaged.
Admiral, are there any defensive measures that the Pentagon has taken over the years, anti-aircraft or anything, to divert something like an incoming aircraft?
Not that I'm aware of.
Admiral, what sorts of Pentagon operations were in that part of the building that was hit?
I've been asked that several times, and I'm not familiar with that part of the building. I don't know.
What can you tell us about ships deploying out of Norfolk, aircraft carriers, and guided missile ships deploying out of Norfolk, presumably to provide defense along the east coast of the United States?
I have heard that, Chris, as well, but I do not have that information. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know as if it was detected just prior to impact. You're talking seconds. I mean, airplanes fly in this airspace near National or Dulles or other airports all the time. So I don't think there was any warning, so to speak, of this aircraft's action. What did you ask just a second ago? You said, I don't know.
The plane was from Dulles or National?
No, I don't know any information at all on the plane.
There were reports early on of a second airplane headed toward the Pentagon, and fighters were scrambled. We saw F-16s in the air in this area. What can you tell us about that? Was that a false alarm?
I don't know if there was ever a second plane. I heard that rumor as well. I don't know if there's any truth to it at all. We did have F-16s up this morning. I'm not clear what their tasking was, but I saw them in the air above the Pentagon. Well, again, we're asking the people that can hear your broadcast, read your broadcast, to phone their families and loved ones immediately to let them know they're okay. And if they are among the injured or the casualties from this, then we will work our way through to identifying them and getting their names out to their loved ones. We will find a way.
Where are the injured being taken to?
A variety of area hospitals.
How many was the penetration of the plane itself, Admiral? How many rings of the building?
I don't know.
How wide would you say that gas is? 100 feet, the one we're looking at?
I haven't been over there to see it up close. I don't know. I think that's all for now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll try to be back out and give you some more information as we can.